Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here.
You are
ready
here.
To go.
Are you ready to go?
Talk about stuff.
Are you ready for 7 Power Rangers movies?
What?
Okay.
That can't be right.
Maybe it will be. So the CEO of Lionsgate,
yes.
Barry Lionsgate, I presume.
It's pronounced Lionsgate.
Oh, right.
Okay. It's Barry Lionsgate. He's from France, which is weird because his first name's Barry.
Very strange.
Gary? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. So basically, they've got the first Power Rangers movie, well, not the first, they made one in the mid-90s, but like of the rebooted with the Iron Man style suits,
yep, mm-hmm.
with the new Rita Repulsa.
Liquid metal.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
That's coming out March. And he said, look, you know, if it does well, we'll do 5, 6, or 7. You know, we'll just kind of see how we go.
Huh.
And people are like, why don't you get one right, you dickhead?
Yeah.
But I don't think this was him saying.
And he yells back, it's not the point. Have you seen the previous ones? What is right in this case anyway? Was the TV series good? I don't even know.
Good old Barry Lionsgate.
Yeah.
He knows what's up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was just saying, look, if it does well, we'll just keep making them.
Yeah.
I don't think this was him specifically saying.
I don't know if you know how Hollywood works, but if I make money off this, I'll make another one until I stop making money.
Exactly.
And then who knows? Sell it.
I can't imagine.
I'll sell it to some idiot who'll try to make another one.
I can't imagine like when they made the first Transformers movie, they'll be like, we'll do 6 or whatever.
Well, I guess
whatever
that's true,
they're up
yeah.
to now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just kind of a passing comment.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, the way that I would approach this if I was doing a Power Rangers movie, first of all, spandexy suits.
Yeah, sure.
That's priority number one.
Yeah. Some sort of magic flute.
Yes, definitely. That's priority number two. Men in Zords.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Not CGI, men in Zords. But you just kind of, you treat it like, what's that expression?
Don't eat yellow snow.
That's the expression. What is it like, expect the best but plan for the worst? Or
something
like
sure,
that?
Yeah.
So, you know, you make the first one like it's going to be the last one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then you got more of a chance of making a good one as opposed to being like, oh, we'll get to that in like the next one. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I guess that's true. Okay.
Put all your eggs in all your baskets at once and bloody go for it. I'm not saying use every villain or every spandex. No, do every spandex, but, you know, just make a good one and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
You're a big fan, aren't you?
No. I'm not against it. I just don't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just good luck to him.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, bloody Power Rangers. The Preacher pilot came out last week. Mm-hmm. You didn't see it, did
haven't
you?
Haven't seen it yet, no.
I haven't. You've read the comic, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Now, there's a lot of... I haven't. I actually just started it yesterday, but there's a lot of divergence from it because a lot of the stuff that happened... Well, it's without...
Somebody said to me that this is sort of a prequel to the comic book.
This first episode is
a prequel.
Yes.
A lot of the stuff that happens in issue 1 of the comic book hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
So
I'm thinking... I've heard that all that stuff happens in the first season.
Okay.
And the next season is like when the comic kind of kicks in.
Oh, we're getting a whole season of pre...
Apparently. Ew. And look, what I saw of it, having not read the comic, I enjoyed it. It was kind of a bit all over the place. I'm like... some of it I'm like, am I supposed to know who this is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
But that being said, it moved, you know, pretty quickly. I liked everybody who was in it.
What is Dominic Cooper's accent like?
It's okay.
Is it Southern Preacher or is
it's
it...
It's Southern
his,
Preacher,
or
yeah.
is it his generic Howard Stark?
Where's he from? Is he American?
I think he's English.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's also in Warcraft, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Ooh.
But,
which is now Warcraft the Beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
possibly the end. But we'll get to that.
All right.
But I just put a poll up on Twitter. Uh-huh. I said, gauging interest for hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, this very podcast, Mason, mm-hmm. that you're on, that you're privileged to be on.
Is that what this is?
That's what this is.
Oh, I thought this was some sort of court deposition.
No. Huh. That's
I thought the government needed me to tell them my opinion on Spider-Man every week.
Look, I'm sure they're listening in.
Good.
But gauging interest for the podcast, what did everyone think of Preacher? 52% said good start, 28% said meh, 13% said crap as, mate. And 7% said it was too different from the source material. But yeah, but you know, is that something you're going to go check out?
Yes.
Apparently the ratings were like okay.
Okay, sure.
Which is fine. I mean, it's a pilot. Generally, they're not exceptional unless it's like, you know, the Walking Dead spin-off or
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly. You need an existing property.
Yes, exactly.
To really. Or a big, big star.
Yes, like a Dominic
like
Cooper.
Like a Dominic Cooper.
Now, people have asked us to talk about DC Rebirth. We're going to talk about that in our famous segment, What Are We Reading? What Are We Going to Read?
Which is up towards the end.
You have a lot of stuff to say, don't you?
Yeah, I think I have many opinions on it.
But look, there was another kind of big revelation in comics this week.
There was, that's true.
Which is that Captain America is maybe a Hydra agent and always was or something.
Side note, Dominic Cooper is from Greenwich in England.
Oh, yes, Greenwich Mean Time?
Precisely, he invented Greenwich Mean Time.
That's great.
Yeah.
Why is he acting then? Surely he'd just get all that sweet money.
Yeah, he'd get
all the time money.
Yeah, exactly.
Clock money?
Yeah, all the clock money.
Good, yeah. What was I saying?
Time is money, as we know.
It certainly is, Mason. Mm.
Okay, so here's the... Should we add spoilers to this?
Yeah, spoilers. So if you haven't read it... That being said, I haven't read it.
And also you just said what it was just then.
I did, didn't I?
So that doesn't help.
I think
help
everybody
at all.
Knows. It's
everybody,
in,
yeah. This
it's
is,
in like titles on websites. It's like Captain America is a Nazi or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's like Captain America got all his powers back because he's got the bloody super soldier serum like sucked out of him.
Yep.
So he's a frail old man, and it was like Captain America issue one. Steve Rogers is back, and it ends with him like saying the famous "Hail Hydra" kind of tagline. And people are like,
Whoa, boo.
Now, we don't know. There's a few, like, fan theories concerning, like, apparently him coming back had to do with, like, the cosmic cube and some other stuff. So maybe they kind of reset his brain. Which is what happened with, similar thing happened to Irredeemable Iron Man? No, what was the latest Iron Man? Where he was kind of
Superior Iron Man.
Superior Iron Man.
Did that happen? Well, that's the thing. Like, so... It actually happened to Iron Man in the 90s as well. This isn't
Oh, it did too, it did,
because
yeah.
basically in the 90s it was revealed that Iron Man had always been under the control of time traveler Kang the Conqueror. So the good guys had to go back in. So he became evil.
Yeah.
And you can always tell that a good guy's become evil, like especially an armored one, because he can move his helmet with his mind.
Right.
So he gained, because Magneto can do that.
That's right.
And all of a sudden Iron Man was like, he'd like throw out a hand and his helmet would come to him. And then I'm like...
Because a good guy will make the effort and trudge over
there. Good guy will go and trudge over and pick it up. And so I'm like, something's not quite right here. So anyway, it turned out that Kang went back in time and took control of his mind or turned him evil or what have you.
Yeah.
So all the good guys had to go back in time.
Further
to stop that from happening. And what happened is the elder Iron Man was killed, and they extracted the teenage Iron Man, teenage Tony Stark from the past and brought him to the present.
Yeah.
But before that happened, the evil Iron Man like damaged his heart.
Right.
So we ended up with
like emotionally, it was like you'll never be a success.
I'm a real meanie in the future, and he's like, oh my heart.
No.
So he ended up in the present with a damaged heart that he had to fix with a kind of an arc reactor kind of situation.
That sounds really familiar. Why does that sound so familiar?
Well, it might be. I guess they. Well, yeah. Oh, I see what you're doing there. I was like, well, there was Iron Man Armored Adventures, which came out a few years ago. It was an animated series. I'm like, you're going too deep.
Yeah,
bloody. So anyway, so then he of course. Because that's his thing. He builds an Iron Man suit, and now it's teen Iron Man in the 90s.
So the current Iron Man is that Iron Man, I guess?
No, because what happened is that teen Iron Man, do you remember Onslaught from the 90s?
I do remember
Onslaught. Who was a combination of Magneto and the evil parts of Professor X's psyche.
Yeah.
It formed a big monster called Onslaught. Well, basically, the way he was stopped was that Franklin Richards, son of Reed and Sue Richards, created like a pocket dimension.
Right.
And he was sort of... destroyed by being hurled into that, but in order to stop him, a whole bunch of heroes had to go into the pocket dimension, and they ended up in what was called the Heroes Reborn universe, which was all the Image creators came back to do like a super extreme reboot of all the... So there was a reboot of Iron Man. There was a reboot of Captain America by Rob Liefeld, if you recall.
That's where that comes from.
Yeah, you might have seen it naked. You might have seen a big-chested Captain America and somebody's redrawn him as naked, big-chested Captain America. It's real weird. Anyway, at a certain point, that universe collapsed and all the heroes escaped and Tony Stark came out of it as just adult Tony Stark again. And it's never been referred to since. He's never brought it up. Nobody else has ever brought it up. Nobody's like, what do you remember from then? Like, it's just, they just went, snap, reality's back to how it is normally. So, yeah, this has happened before, basically, I'm saying. So, the writer said, issue two will lay a lot of our cards on the table in terms of what the new status quo is. But the one thing we can say unequivocally is, this is not a clone, not an imposter, not mind control, not someone else acting through Steve. This really is Steve Rogers, Captain America himself. But since this is the comic book, that's the quote.
Yes.
Since this is a comic book universe, that rules out nothing.
No,
it rules out absolutely nothing. Sure, it could be Steve Rogers, Captain America, but you can just go, and even if...
You could say he's, like you said, a different timeline.
Different timeline or a parallel universe or bloody... The time stream
was
affected.
It's the Rob Liefeld version.
The time stream was affected by when he was resurrected by the Cosmic Cube after he was assassinated.
Yeah.
And then this will go for a year. Yeah. I think they were saying this is going to go for a year. But he needs... Again, this is a... it's sad that we have to say this now. Captain America's a transmedia character now.
Yeah.
He's a comic book character. He's an animated character. He's a movie character. Yes. They all sort of have to be the same at certain points.
Yes, they do, yeah.
And so when Infinity War comes out, he has to be a good guy again in the comic books. Otherwise, when people watch Infinity War, they're going to be confused.
That's right.
So he has to be a good guy again by then.
Yes.
So this is going to last however long it lasts, and then we're all going to go back in time, and we're going to kick the Red Skull in the face who's pulling the switch to make him evil or whatever.
Yeah.
And the switch won't be pulled and he'll be good again. And the timeline will be restored. So who cares?
Gotcha.
Stop getting mad, everybody.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
But look, I think the more important thing is, will this be a good story arc?
Yeah, exactly.
Because
like
you've said before, when they killed Steve Rogers for the first time.
Yes.
The only time? I don't know. No, he's been presumed dead a lot. That's not the point. That people thought, how are they going to make a Captain America comic book without Steve Rogers?
Unprecedented.
And they did.
They did it for a long time.
And they've done it since with the Falcon and whatever. So it's just about, will it be a compelling story? Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. Also friendship, two things.
Those two things.
Okay. This is just a quick bit of news. Mel Gibson apparently was asked to play Odin in the first Thor, and he turned it down.
Huh.
Two shirtless Australians just bloody running about.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? What's that, 2011?
I would have much preferred Anthony Hopkins. I'm glad that happened.
Yeah? You're okay with it?
Yeah.
I think it would have been okay. I mean, he's a terrible person.
He would have given good, I'm filled with rage for the inadequacies of my son kind of situation. he would pull that off very well, I think. So maybe.
Who's to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, then they're like, what do you think of superhero movies? And he's like, some are good and some aren't good.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, that's right. For once in his life. He's not wrong.
Some are good and some are bad. You know, like racists. Oh, stop talking, Mel. Why?
So Sam Mendes has come out. This is no surprise. He directed American Beauty. Also did the last two Bond films. Mm-hmm. One, your favourite ones, I think, aren't they?
Incorrect.
That's right. Sorry, Die Another Day is your favourite.
Not correct. So all the things you're saying are incorrect. He said, a slight on me.
He said that, look, he's not going to do the next Bond film, which is no surprise.
Yep.
Spectre didn't do... I think as well as they would have liked critically.
Yep.
It did okay financially. It did okay. But it wasn't received super well. He's not coming back. And he said he doesn't know who's going to be the new James Bond. It's not up to him. But if one of the names that came out this week that was floated is Jamie Bell.
Now, who's that again?
He's Billy Elliot.
Huh.
So, you know.
All right. There you go. I feel...
Are they going to mocap him?
Right. Oh, it's that guy. Yeah, okay. Yes. Right. Okay, yeah. I don't like that.
His jumper's mate.
I mean, he is a monstrous bruiser of a man like Daniel Craig, but I don't think...
I definitely think, from the names we've heard like Tom Hiddleston.
It's going to be Hiddleston, I feel.
Sure, why not? But I think we're going to get... Hey, Bed. Hey, stop looking at him. She really likes you, man.
I know.
What have you done? What have you been feeding my dog?
Drugs.
Oh.
Yep.
Human drugs or dog drugs?
A bit of both.
Okay, good. On your bed.
Yeah.
On your bed. There you go. You're right. So I think they're going for more of the suave, the svelte.
Yeah.
More like a Dalton than like the potato muscle man that, the He-Man action figure, which is Daniel Craig.
Mm.
I'm guessing.
Yep.
Yeah. So would you say Hiddleston's the way you want to see it go?
Or? I want to see, once again, I want to see it Emily Blunt.
Right,
going
right.
the way of Emily Blunt.
Gillian Anderson's
that. Yeah, that would work too. Yeah.
In the mix mm-hmm. as well. But
yeah.
yeah, whatever. I don't care. I genuinely.
Yeah, like I said, I've only liked a couple. I've only really liked a couple of them in the last, of the last 10. So
yeah, yeah.
It makes no difference to me.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you loved Skyfall.
Moving no, incorrect. Stop saying lies about me.
So Warcraft has been getting some reviews.
Oh, yes.
Now, initially, it was when I first tweeted, I'm like, oh, these are kind of mixed. Because it was like, there was like 5 reviews and 3 were kind of like, yeah, it's not bad. And 2 were like, this is not good.
Uh-huh.
It's not a good movie.
Yeah.
But now it's on 22% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, boy.
Which is pretty
And
brutal.
What is the consensus there? Does it say specifically why everyone
it's
hates
like,
it?
It's kind of overblown. Like, it's kind of, it looks good. Like, it's a very, but yeah. it's like, it tries to do too much with the universe. Like, it's complicated, but also quite simple. I kind of just skimmed a few reviews.
Has anybody, have they attempted to shoehorn in some sort of video game related
like
contrivance?
Like a big hand moving?
Like a big hand, some sort of top-down battle sequence.
It's a good question. I don't actually know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it'd probably be more in line with the online role-playing game than it would be the early
yeah, that's true.
Strategy games. I'd
yeah.
imagine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That being said, who's to say? Not mm. us. We haven't seen it.
Have you played the new Doom yet?
No.
It looks pretty good.
I've heard it looks good.
Good.
It looks pretty good. They should make another movie on that, shouldn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
Apparently what I like is the Doom, it's the same Doom guy from the first two.
Right.
Like he's dragged back out of hell or whatever.
The
third
right.
one is...
Third one's a reboot.
It's like a survival horror.
Yeah, and you can have a flashlight and a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to switch them out,
I think. That's right, yeah. Mm. So, no, I think I'll, it's one of those things where I'll pick it up when it's like $30 or whatever. Yeah. But no, it interests me, definitely. Mm. I've been playing some Uncharted, Mason. You know that about
oh,
me.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I'm really looking forward to Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
So, yeah, I really yeah. like Mirror's Edge when
me
it came
too.
Out.
Me too. Did you play it?
Yeah.
Or you just like the look of it?
No, I played it.
Good.
It's good.
You haven't got a PS4 yet, do you?
No.
Maybe we'll do some more sponsorship and we'll get you on. How about that?
Okay, great.
But yeah.
Listen, we couldn't get you a PS4, but we got you this GameCube. We got you a 3DO. Get you a Jaguar. Get you an Atari Jaguar.
Wait, where are you going? This dog's biting off again, mate.
We got you a Sega Saturn and a Dreamcast. One of them works. We're not sure which is which, though, so.
Some of the cables are missing. Mm. Yeah.
You need an old TV.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, Warcraft, things aren't looking great. Even, like, projections in terms of... Stop trying to muck. Even projections in terms of, like, the turnout for the opening week. But if you notice, even from, like, the get-go, mm. like, I want this to be good, mostly yep. because I really like Duncan Jones. And whenever I see him in an interview, I'm like, he's so well-adjusted for being David Bowie's son.
Right, yeah.
Like, you'd think he'd be crazy.
Yeah,
right?
uh-huh.
But no, he's clearly very talented and he clearly loves the world.
Yeah.
But it just seems like it might be a bit of a misstep. That being said, I am really looking forward to seeing it.
I'm not. But I will see it anyway because that's what we got to do in this world.
You know
this
it.
This world of ours. Yeah, look, we're going to have to wait for another movie to be the...
Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Angry Birds did all right. Some people seem to enjoy it.
I mean, like, good. Like,
You mean like spectacular, like you were looking for like... The godfather of video games.
Well, I mean like live action. I mean, Angry Birds could be good or not good,
yeah.
but there's nothing to that universe, right?
Pigs steal eggs, slingshots.
All right, there's a lot to that universe, but clearly... No, but I mean like if it's just pigs stealing eggs or whatever,
yeah.
you can make the characters whatever you want.
Yep, yeah.
You can, you know, you can give them whatever personalities you want. You can put them in whatever world you want, really.
They have to be angry, so you can't give them whatever personality.
That's true, yeah. Or on a scale of angriness. But with Assassin's Creed or whatever, you need...
Animus and...
You need
whatever.
Certain tropes, exactly. Yeah. So as we've discussed before, so
yes.
it's much harder to shoehorn them into a... Shoehorn a video game narrative that might be a lot longer and has weird mechanics into
yeah.
a 2-hour movie that has plot and characterization.
I love
reals.
That they just keep having a run at this video game thing.
One day.
We'll get one.
Well, maybe one day it'll just click and they'll go, oh, video games are their own medium. And you don't need to translate them to film.
Also, the thing is, do you know how much money video games make?
Billions of dollars.
Billions
right?
of dollars. Like, yeah. and it's like pricing alone. Because you buy a video game, right? And
yeah.
then you might get the add-ons, like the downloadable content, or you get the season pass, or the special uh-huh. edition with the bloody action figure or whatever, mm. or the statuette.
Oh, yeah.
But a movie, for most people, you go, you pay $10-$20, wherever you're from. And then that's it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but video games, like, a lot of times you're paying $60 up front.
Yeah.
Which is, you know,
a lot.
Triple, sometimes more than what it costs for a movie.
Mm.
So, you know.
Yeah, and you just keep paying. You're paying a monthly fee, you're paying whatever.
That's right, if you've got your bloody PS Plus account, or whatever you want to call it.
Also, I saw the trailer for Battlefield 1. That looks pretty good.
Battlefield 1.
It's the Battlefield game set in World War 1.
Oh, really? When did that come? I don't know.
Looks pretty good. There's people on horseback with scimitars.
Have you got bloody bolt-action rifles and shit?
Yeah, kind of, and also like one of those rifles, like the machine gun with the big drum on the top.
Yeah,
one
of those.
There's people, there's like a guy in a medieval knight with a machine, looks like a medieval knight with a machine gun. It's a weird... The early 20th century was weird.
Weird as in they just made stuff up for this?
I think they made some stuff up with this, yeah.
It's kind of untapped, the World War One kind of genre, because of the guns aren't that cool.
Right, exactly. There's some biplanes and triplanes.
What's a triplane?
It's got three sets of wings.
Ah, that's too many wings, surely.
No. It's the optimum.
Is that in case you lose one?
Yeah, I think so. It's the optimum number of wings.
I didn't even know.
Anyway, looks pretty good.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, okay. I'm going to have to check that out.
Anyway, that's our video game chat for the next 6 months.
Wolverine 3, some villains have been rumoured to be in the mix.
Yep.
We got them.
Number one, Wolverine self-doubt.
Number two, flashbacks. Mm-hmm. Like a weird wig out.
Ooh, I'm scared. It's me, Wolverine, I'm scared.
So number one.
If you haven't heard our X-Men Days of Future Past commentary.
Yes.
That's my Wolverine impression for the whole thing. Well, actually, it variates from him being scared and him just insulting the differently abled.
That's right, exactly.
So get into that if you haven't.
I'll link it below. Or it's on Bandcamp or Patreon.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. The Reavers. They're like cyborgs. Type. Yeah, uh-huh. So they're not mutants, but they're enhanced, aren't they?
They are, yeah. They're, they've had a crack at Wolverine. They've had a crack at the Punisher back in the day. They're pretty good. One's got like tank legs.
Like one's treads.
Like tank treads, yeah.
Seems impractical.
And he's got
what do they call you, treads?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right. That's right in Wolverine's wheelhouse. Totally. Or treadhouse, if you will. There's a guy who's got all stretchy arms and legs. Oh, it's going to be great.
Metallic stretchy arms?
Yes, yeah, that's like telescoping.
Wow, that's really impractical.
Yeah. There's other guys. It's going to be pretty great.
Cool. So and there's also rumors of Weapon X, like the crew.
Which
I don't really know anything about, but they're probably just a bunch of different mutants. And
yeah.
So... You know what? We'll talk about the Wolverine because it kind of ties into X-Men Apocalypse, which is what we're here to talk about this week, mate.
Yes, it is.
Unless there's more news that you've missed.
Let me check. Are you going to do that thing at the end of the episode where you check for news?
I'm going to do it.
Okay, cool. That's it. That's all I have.
That's bloody it, mate.
I mean, I haven't written anything in this notepad for quite a long time. But
Rosa Salazar, she's going to be in Robert Rodriguez. She's going to lead Robert Rodriguez's Alita Battle Angel.
I remember that.
Yeah, so that's happening. Huh. Good stuff. All right, so I think it's from a few days ago. Anyway.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
X-Men Apocalypse. It's at an okay US opening. They're predicting like 80 million. They're hoping for 90. It's made about 130 worldwide last week because it was out in most places in the world. They're doing that Marvel Studios method of releasing it everywhere else in the world and then a week later releasing it in the US.
Sorry. Oh, God. Siri's kicked in on my iPad. I don't know what's happening there.
You accidentally held that button down too.
Yeah,
long,
I did.
Didn't
yeah.
You?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you actually ever use Siri? You ever just like, Siri, where's the best donuts?
Maybe if I'm driving sometimes.
Oh, really?
Because you can go, hey, if it's plugged in, you can go, hey, Siri.
Oh, yeah, you've got it on always listening, don't you?
Yeah, it's always listening to me. Yeah, no, right. Yeah.
So you've
covered all your laptop and iPad cameras with little fruit stickers.
I bloody have, mate.
So the government can't. But you know they're listening now.
Of course they are. But I just don't like having a camera that's looking at you all the time.
I understand.
That's why when the Xbox was released and they're like, and it's the new Xbox, they're like, it's got to come with a bloody camera that looks at you all the time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like, no, thank you. I think younger people don't care as much. Oh, maybe that's not true. But someone of our generation, maybe you don't give a shit, do you?
Not really.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
What do we got? So we're going to go spoiler free and then spoilers as
okay,
always.
Cool.
We'll
yeah,
clearly
let's
mark
do
that.
We'll try as hard as we can to talk at all about this movie without spoilers.
That's right.
And then we'll just spoil away.
And the favorite part of this segment is obviously when you tell us what you think the story was without spoiling it.
Oh, geez. All right. So after the events of
Days of Future Past.
Yeah, but also after the events of First Class.
Yep. But before the events
of the future parts of Days of Future Past. It's 1970. Wait, it's 1983.
Yeah.
It's 1983, so it's 12 years after the events of the past parts of Days of Future Past.
But 40 odd years before the events of
X-Men 1.
The future parts of Days of Future Past.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay. So it's at that point. It's that clearly defined point, 1983, right dead center. And
around the release of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that'll come up.
Yeah.
So Professor X has started his school for gifted youngsters.
Yes.
And everything seems to be going pretty great.
Yeah, it is.
But it turns out that the ancient evil of Apocalypse has returned he's awoken and he's unhappy with the state of the world and he's going to apocalypse everybody.
He'll tell everybody about it, how he's unhappy about it,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually he'll do something.
Strongly worded letter.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
To all the governments.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the plot.
There's not a lot to this plot, if I'm honest with you.
There are some more spoilers in the trailers and that, which we'll try not to touch on, I guess, even though they're in all the trailers.
Uh-huh.
Like of certain people that kind of pop up and whatever. We won't touch on that too much. The new cast, I was like, I don't care about any of these new people, new generic Cyclops. But I actually really enjoyed a lot of the new cast. I thought they were quite good. What did you think? Let's go through them. Cyclops.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Liked him. Yeah.
Was he sassy enough? Because he was a teen sassman.
Yeah, he was like James Marsden Jr. James Marsden Jr.
Not James Masters Jr.
No, that's Spike.
That's Spike, yeah, yeah. So you thought he was a bit above like generic Cyclopsy kind of guy?
Yeah, they gave him enough. They gave him enough that the amount of screen time he had wasn't just me going, oh, why have they put this guy in here?
Because we saw another version of young Cyclops in X-Men Origins, Wolverine
yeah,
and he was just like a nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was barely a film.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah, this guy was much better. What about Jean Grey?
Take her or leave her.
Nightcrawler?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun, yeah. Fun
it's
little.
It's always good to see Nightcrawler.
Yeah, he was fun and not as crushed down by angst as Alan Cumming's version in X-Men 2,
yes,
which was nice,
very
right?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. He still had the little religious-y tattoos, though.
He did, that's true, yeah.
Too much? Do you think it's too much on this design?
No, more subtle. More subtle. Than, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Storm.
Not really there.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a bit of play at the start.
Yeah.
Just some moments with Apocalypse. And do you like the look, though?
Sure, I do like the look.
I want to talk about the costumes, though, but that's kind of a spoiler, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So
yeah.
I might mark that down as spoilers. No, I thought they were good. I like that they're kind of...
I think they did quite well with what they had.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. No,
which was not much, in my humble opinion.
You weren't a fan of this movie in general?
Look, if I could describe it in three words, it'd be long and dumb. It was... I don't mind a dumb movie if you're in and out and it's done. I don't mind a long movie if I make it worth my time, but this, I felt every second of this. It was
really?
2.5 hours. I really,
you really?
It just felt like a very long time.
Oh, wow. See, I thought it was fine. Like, it's not my favorite. I don't think it was, I think it was about as good as Days of Future Past in terms of, it is dumber.
Yeah, like in terms of dumbness, yeah. I would say it's the second dumbest X-Men movie behind Origins Wolverine.
But before X-Men 3.
Yes, X-Men 3 is not as dumb as this one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Powerful words, basically.
You know what? Because X-Men 3 is pretty dumb,
yeah.
But at least it's straight down the line and there's not as many moving parts.
Yeah.
This one, there's so many. I feel there's a lot of moving parts that they don't know what to do with.
Sure.
And I mean, A, physically, there's a lot of stuff just flying about.
There certainly is.
But I mean, there's also, they've thrown in so many plot points that don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And just characters that don't have a lot to do. And right. Just, you've given a lot of people a lot of powers that they don't use efficiently or effectively.
I can't argue with that. Yeah.
And, but then they don't use them effectively all of a sudden. And it just, it all falls to bits for me.
Okay, like towards the end or just over the
course? Most of it. The majority of it, sure.
See, I genuinely think that the strength of these movies, and the same can be said for the last James Bond movies, stem from the first, which was First Class, which I think was really well cast.
Yep.
It's my favorite X-Men film. Uh-huh. And all of the kind of the good stuff out of Days of Future Past, I feel most of it stems from First Class.
Okay, sure.
And then it kind of washes over a bit into this one.
It's
like Fassbender's still great, McAvoy's great. People say that Jennifer Lawrence phoned it in, but I just thought she was...
I don't think she phoned it in, but I think she was not given... I think what they did is they said, hey, we haven't... She came to set and they're like, we haven't written anything for you yet. Do you have any, like, deleted pages from Hunger Games? Any speeches that were a little too long about being a hero and standing up for what you believe in. Do you have any of those? Because we'll just throw them in.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel they went, you know what, she's good in the Hunger Games. Let's just give her some more of that. She didn't have a lot to do, ultimately.
But she was kind of the driving force for a lot of it at the same time. Like, she's this icon, this mutant icon.
Well, she was this mutant icon because they said she was this mutant icon. But I don't think she really did anything in the movie.
She got choked.
She did get choked a number of times, yes.
Okay, fair enough. But do you, like, you enjoy Fassbender and McAvoy and the About a Boy Boy?
Sure, yeah.
I just think, like, Fassbender's great.
I think they do, yeah, again, I think they do some good work.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of wasted.
Okay, yeah, no, I can't argue with that. Let's talk the villain.
Okay.
Was he a convincing apocalypse?
Well, that's a good question. I like some elements of this apocalypse.
Yes.
I actually quite like the explanation of why he... It's not really a spoiler, but like Apocalypse has a lot of powers.
Yes.
I kind of like the explanation as to why he has so many powers.
Okay, sure.
Because again, if he's a mutant from tens of thousands of years ago, he wouldn't have all the powers.
No.
He'd have an extra thumb.
Yes.
He'd have an extra thumb knuckle or whatever.
That's right.
Because it's very early in the days of mutation.
Yeah.
So the mechanism by which he has so many powers is explained quite well.
Yeah.
Which isn't how it is in the comic books, but I was okay with it.
Right, right.
I
thought Oscar Isaac, like, even though I really do not like the design.
I hate it. Yeah. And again, because we've actually seen, I guess, test makeup or test prosthetics for the look.
Yeah, there was a guy who
looks exactly like the comic book.
There was a guy who kind of, you know, your audition, like different special effects companies audition to do these things, and he showed a bust that he made, sculpted off Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
And it's like just a mock-up. But it's dead on.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I don't understand why they went with this.
Yeah.
And he's kind of a little teeny tiny guy.
That's true. Oscar Isaac is a teeny tiny man.
Which is fine. Like, but you can make him... I thought he was menacing because of the stuff, like, he can, like, take people's heads off with sand and shit.
Yeah, right,
Yeah, but again, I think he was, like you said, he's one of those villains that, like, have you forgotten what you can do?
Yeah, right. I think that comes in... especially towards the end.
Yeah.
Because, of course, it's going to be the X-Men versus Apocalypse at the end.
Yeah.
And it's a case of, why didn't you use any of the powers you used at the start of the film?
Yeah.
You could have finished this very quickly.
Yes.
But for some reason, this is being dragged out a really long time. And it's only being dragged out because the script isn't very good. Like, it's not a case of, oh, well, we've got someone who can stop you using that power, which would make sense. It's just a case of, you're not... You'd rather make a speech than lop people's heads off with sand, you know? Right, because his power, one of his powers in this is sort of this telekinesis that works down to a kind of a molecular level.
Yeah.
So he can build, he can take some grit off a wall and break it down to a molecular level and then cut somebody's head off with it.
Yeah.
And then he can, again, he can break stuff down to molecules and build something else with it.
Yeah, or like fix a person or...
Yeah, or enhance their powers or what have you. But when it gets to the end, he doesn't do any of that. All the fights could have ended very quickly.
Yes.
No explanation as to why they don't. I mean,
there's one person in particular that he wanted to keep alive, but that doesn't kind of explain the rest of the people that he doesn't immediately kill.
Yeah. There's also some stuff in the trailers, well, it's in the movie, it's in the trailers as well, but it's never ultimately explained properly where any of it comes from. Like his...
I'm talking
about his technology.
Right. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
It's in
the trailers.
In the trailers, you see him sort of lying on a slab, and there's sort of golden metallic energy coming through it in sort of circuit board formations and this sort of stuff. And it's never adequately explained how he got it.
Who built it?
Did he build it? Does he need it for what he does? Because if he does, how did he build it in the first place?
Yes.
Like, if he's got it in ancient Egypt, has he always needed it? Exactly. There's no explanation for it.
For those people who can't see me, which is everyone but you, I just went, I threw my hands up.
You threw your hands up in defeat.
Did you like his horseman?
His original horseman, or the horseman he gets in there?
Yeah, both, sure. Initial, let's say.
I enjoyed the previous horseman more than I enjoyed modern day horseman, I think.
I feel like for the new horseman, it was kind of like, I'll get the best mutants, but he was just like, first four people I've seen.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
Yeah.
He sort of went in Egypt and went, do you know any other mutants? I'll take them then. Great, good, yeah.
You got an old guy with bird wings. Definitely.
Right, take it. I actually really liked Olivia Munn as Psylocke.
Oh, really?
The look was nailed, I think.
The look was nailed. Some people have pointed out there's a bit where they revisit Auschwitz in this.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
And it's very bizarre because it's all very serious and somber, and Magneto's having like flashbacks.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if you've seen any of the X-Men films, the first one and First Class in particular, where he bends the gate after his mother's taken away. Or his family's taken away. They're there and he's having this meltdown and she's just kind of standing there in tights.
Yeah, she is.
It's just a bit kind of like,
yeah.
What's going on, you know? Is that disrespectful or whatever? But I thought she was kind of underused for the way they used her in the promo material. They're like, look at her amazing swordplay and whatever.
That's true,
she's
like
barely in it. Yeah. But she's fine. Oh my God, Mason, I'm okay though. Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah.
Where were the other ones? The Storm, Archangel.
Magneto
and
Psylocke. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's right. Before.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all in the trailers, man. Action wise,
yep.
Did you see it? Did you see the action?
I did see the action in that. Yeah,
I quite like the opening. Some of the CGI is a bit iffy, but it's an ancient Egypt thing. This is all very exciting and tense and whatever.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got some tweets about that actually, about how that all kind of went down.
Okay,
it's another dumb thing which you'll probably.
We'll talk about it in a little bit then. Yeah, okay, great.
But they had another Quicksilver moment.
Yeah, they did.
Which I always enjoy.
Look, again, we get Quicksilver, we get Nightcrawler, we get two characters who seemingly do not know what their powers are from minute to minute.
Who's this?
Both of them, Quicksilver and Nightcrawler.
Oh, that you meant and. Okay, gotcha.
No, both of those two
yeah.
who have very interesting power sets and we can get some good action set pieces with them.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden they forget what they've got and we'll get to it.
We'll bloody get to it. Yeah. Are there any other action things we can talk about without spoiling? Just generally, hand to hand, how did it look?
Okay. They avoided what seems to be this X-Men trope of somebody being hurled through the air and it's clearly somebody on wire. It's clearly some bad wire work. I appreciate that. Fine. Again, inconsistent.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I would say the same of the special effects.
Yeah.
Especially there's a bit at the end with the mansion, which I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's it just looked very off.
Yeah, and look, I also, maybe more than any of the other X-Men movies, this has a seriously, I feel, Deus Ex Machina ending.
Right.
Where it's just like, oh, everything's falling to bits and there's no way out, and then all of a sudden... Everything's okay again.
Everything's fine.
Which, and it only makes sense if you are have seen all of the other X-Men movies,
some of the... Or have a knowledge of the
comics. Have a knowledge of the characters. If you've never seen any of these, even if you've only seen First Class Days of Future Past, this one won't make any sense.
That's true, actually. That's a good point.
It's a real... It's just out of nowhere.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Let's... best or worst movie ever?
Worst movie ever.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it was fine.
And okay, sure.
So I guess I have to give it a best. And I said so in my review.
Yeah, you did,
To be fair, I didn't feel that it dragged.
Oh,
I did. It was brisk enough. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting there just going, I think Days of Future Past is okay.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is okay.
Right, okay.
But watching Days of Future Past the other day again, I would probably say in hindsight, that's a better film. It's got better ideas.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It makes better use of the cast. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's probably not as dumb, even though it's got dumb time travel in it.
Oh, it definitely does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Spoilers.
All right. So, go ahead.
No, you go.
Well, I was going to say, so we get Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
And we get Quicksilver, both of whom have amazing power sets.
Yeah.
At one point, Nightcrawler is fighting Angel in the mutant pit of death or whatever it is.
Yes.
Surrounded by electrified fences. He can't get through them.
No.
He's Nightcrawler. He can he can teleport to... He even says it. He can teleport to anywhere
I think he said he's been.
Both. He can teleport to anywhere he's been before within a certain range and anywhere he can see. He can see to the other side of the electrified fence, so he should be able to go through it, but he can't. Stupid.
Because of the electricity, though. That's why he couldn't get out of the electricity.
It's not a rule. It's not a rule.
But you saw him trying to do it and he couldn't because of electricity.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
Also, his powers are slightly different from the last time we saw him because he can only go... I think he says he can only go where he sees, but in this one he says where he's been.
Yeah.
So they're kind of enhancing a little bit. A
little bit, yeah.
That being said, I don't know what that is.
Mm. Also, Quicksilver.
Yeah.
We get, of course, the classic Quicksilver. We need a Quicksilver action sequence to beat the last one.
I like that guy.
Yeah, he's good, I think. Really but good, yeah. And again, He runs in, he sees the explosions happening.
Yeah.
He saves everybody in the building within a second, probably.
Except for Havoc. Spoiler alert.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Well, we're in spoiler space, it's fine.
I think he comes back in the comic. Everyone comes back.
Yeah, exactly. But then he gets everybody out on the lawn, the government show up, they fire their sonic cannon, which is moving, I don't know, at the speed of sound, and he can't dodge it. He's just flat out taken by surprise by it.
And he's standing in front.
And he's standing, yeah.
We've seen him dodge bullets before.
Exactly.
As well.
And again, if you can move everybody out of a mansion from an explosion in a second, you even have time to put a slice of pizza in the mouth of a dog, then you're moving faster than the speed of sound. So he would have seen the wall of sound coming.
Yes.
And moved out of the way of it, but he doesn't. Because they require him to fall for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, he's wearing a Rush t-shirt, and there's a Rush song called Time Stand Still, and he doesn't.
That's not
what he's listening to. That song came out in 1987, which hadn't happened yet, but the X-Men movies aren't known for their rigorous use of
That's certainly true. And also, he's wearing 80s clothes, apparently, in the 70s version.
Yeah.
Which I guess implies that he can... He's a little bit ahead, or maybe even that's true. Time travel.
He's also wearing an Atari t-shirt.
Yeah.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, Atari was around in the 80s, but...
I don't think they had t-shirts.
You wouldn't be wearing an Atari t-shirt in the 80s.
I would.
All right. You're way ahead of the curve.
That's certainly
all right, what else was dumb about this movie? Let's get into it.
So they beat Apocalypse by all shooting him at once. They Fantastic Four'd him.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely, they did, yeah.
They used all their powers at once. You know what, though? I did enjoy the bit where Quicksilver was just knocking him about.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
And I think I have spoken to people who are like, well, how come he moves so fast and then Apocalypse can just grab him?
Mm.
I'm okay with the idea that maybe Apocalypse is generating some sort of telekinetic field that can slow him down.
Yeah, sure.
Or slow his reaction time or something so Apocalypse can finally get it.
And you see his eyes kind of... Yeah. Apocalypse's eyes going, like trying to track him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. But again, we get this ending where... All is lost.
Yeah.
And then...
Phoenix Force.
And then then Jean Grey shows up, who at this point has only really done... Like, we've heard she's done some dangerous things, but at this point all we've really seen her do is lift some papers off the floor with telekinesis. Oh, yeah. She dropped her books and then she...
And she had that weird dream with the melting walls.
Yeah, that's true. But that does that for me. That is not enough foreshadowing.
Fair enough.
To be like, okay, and then she can turn into a flaming phoenix and defeat the bad guy herself and then bring Professor X back from the dead.
See, I thought it was. Oh, yeah, I guess that's... But I thought that...
She just saves everyone and everything at the end.
But I just thought, I mean, that definitely assumes prior knowledge. But I thought they did a good enough job of being like, look, people are afraid of her. There's clearly she can do something. And then she does that thing. So I was okay with that. We got to see that big bloody bird, mate.
Well, that's space, what we're all in it for,
space
yeah.
Space bird. It's a space bird.
Yeah, that's true. Ah, great stuff.
You know what? So the opening sequence is... Apocalypse is getting his conscious transferred, yep. Into Oscar Isaac.
Yes. Right?
Because Oscar
Isaac... The actor Oscar Isaac, who was trapped in time.
He wanted to get the acting
abilities. He was just running from his legion of screaming fans and he fell into a time portal and he ended up in ancient Egypt.
He wanted to get his healing powers.
Yes.
So he could live forever.
Uh-huh.
And then they kick out some supports on the pyramid and the whole thing goes into the earth.
I thought that was quite... Did you not like that?
No, I did like it. Yeah. But Ryan, a few people have written in and said, who builds a pyramid on the top of support beams in a giant hole? That's not how pyramids
exactly,
work.
Exactly, yeah.
And Hammer says, did you guys leave X-Men Apocalypse thinking ancient Egypt sure does have some liberal building codes?
Boy, did I, yeah. Yeah.
But I think also, I'm fairly certain Apocalypse sort of built that. Because we see him at the end of...
Oh, it was the end of Days of Future Past.
Building a pyramid in like a second.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it was that one. I don't think it was that one in particular. Maybe it was, but I think he built that.
Yeah, but look, I'm okay with the idea that these men are familiar enough with it.
Yeah.
They've spent a long time planning this.
And they've dug it out and they put some...
Yeah, they maybe dug some stuff out and they've been like, okay, we got to wait and then we'll pull the slats out and then it's going to destroy... You know, the issue isn't how it was built.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of dumb, but, that it... Because they teamed up and used their ingenuity, they could defeat him or, put him on ice for a long time. But yeah, so the idea that the reason he has so many superpowers is because he can transfer his mind into another mutant.
Yes.
And then he keeps his old powers and he gains the new powers. I thought that was quite good.
Yes.
Because it explains why he can do all those things, even though he's one of the earliest mutants. But we never... It would have made more sense to me... To say that, okay, he has acquired some sort of alien technology.
Yes.
Because the Phoenix is an alien intelligence.
Yes.
So it would have made more sense to go, okay, well, he acquired the this transference technology from the Shi'ar, who are the aliens that have this big beef with the Phoenix for some reason. celestial technology or whatever.
Yeah.
And
though they can't use that because...
Marvel?
But like a variation Fox. On that, yeah. Marvel, I think a Marvel and Celestials.
Okay, right. They do too, yeah.
Yeah.
But
a variation on that.
Yeah, a variation on that. But they're just like, he's just got this stuff. How did he do it before the invention, before he decided to create pyramids? Did he just know how to create pyramids and mind transference technology?
I think what he did, he took like a stone funnel and he put it into someone's ear and then he just kind of...
Oh, just jiggled it about.
His own head.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. No, I don't know. I mean, I guess he can manipulate things down to like a molecular level. So I guess it's just like a series of pipes that can transfer his consciousness.
Okay, sure.
That can, I don't.
There's no way of knowing,
there's
right?
There's no way of knowing.
Also, why did he really, really need to transfer his mind into Xavier's body during the fight at the end? Couldn't he have just knocked him out and then waited till he defeated the X-Men?
Yes, or teleported away.
Teleported away. Because if Xavier had been knocked out, then he wouldn't have been able to be like, Jean, it's your time to shine, Jean.
Use your
Phoenix Force.
I'll fight him in my mind.
My mind.
And then you...
Then you fight him in the mind as well.
Did you like how he grew big in the mind?
Kind of.
Yeah. It's a shame we didn't actually
I would much rather have seen... But again,
I always knew that was the mind. Yeah. I'm like, oh, they're not going to do the big growy Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And now it's another villain we can never get again.
That's right, yeah. Well, I guess that's not true. If they reboot it again, we could just have him show up.
Yeah.
And he could look like comic book Apocalypse and he could have been like, I'm back.
It's me. Some people say that this is the time to do it. Just like reboot it, get rid of Singer. Which I don't think he's doing the next one because he's doing 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
I feel a little bit like Singer doesn't understand the X-Men universe post like 1998.
I completely agree with you. I think it is time for him. I didn't think he should have done Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Which turned it, because Matthew Vaughn was initially doing it, but he left to do Kingsman. So I can't complain because Kingsman's great. But I think it's time. He puts too much of his own stamp on it. And at this point, it's not enough.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately.
And it did feel a lot, it does feel a lot like, because superhero movies have made a lot of strides since X-Men 3.
Just look at Batman v Superman.
3, yeah. Yeah, exactly. The greatest movie ever created. But it does feel like X-Men of the 80s, where people are explaining their powers as they use them kind of thing.
Yeah,
It does kind of feel like that.
I also think that, does every X-Men movie have to be all the X-Men? And why the only solo movies we're getting Wolverine? Why can't we get a Cyclops movie, a bloody Nightcrawler movie, whoever, I don't care.
Yeah.
But just some variation. Not just, these are all the X-Men all the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'd like to see maybe like a Cyclops kind of Bond-style espionage kind of film.
Sure.
I think that'd be fun.
I really, he's really kind of underused. Mm-hmm. And anyway, whatever.
Yeah. What else was dumb in this? Let me think.
You know what I did like?
Yes.
Magneto losing his family and the kind of...
Yeah, it's good to see wives and children murdered.
I just mean his emotional reaction,
yep.
Kind of the way it kind of happened.
Oh, there's a thing.
Yes.
Right at the end,
yes.
He's like, well... You destroyed a whole bunch of cities.
You destroyed most of the cities.
Most of the cities. You destroyed the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah. How dare you?
How dare you destroy one of our national
also,
icons.
In the peak of like Australian travel.
Oh, that's right.
That was the
Paul
Hogan years.
Oh, people were just... Oh.
Chopping
and
at the
bit,
mate.
He's just destroying bridges and people are falling off bridges in their cars and he's tearing just skyscrapers apart to build his little whirling dervish of metal or whatever. And then at the end, Professor X is like, well, see you later, old friend.
Yeah.
No, you murdered a lot of people then.
Billions.
So many people.
And then also in the news, they're like, actually, the guy who we think killed the president saved the world. Like, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Because remember, everybody in the world thinks that Magneto killed the president.
That's
still.
True, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that made no sense.
Did you like how Professor X went bald?
No. I mean, I'm glad he did.
It's about time.
I'm not 100% convinced by James McAvoy.
You don't think he's really bald?
No, I'm saying I think he looks better with the hair.
Yeah, definitely.
But what a...
They're really kind
of... You don't have to contrive a reason for everything to... Because, again, it's nothing's going to match up between this X-Men and X-Men 1.
Nothing
or
has.
This one in... Yeah. Yeah, so...
And that doesn't have to because it's a different timeline.
Just say he's losing his hair.
Yeah. Or just...
Just
don't lose your hair.
Yeah. Also, this is something you mentioned. You said look out for this as we're watching Days of Future Past. At the end of Days of Future Past, Wolverine is fished out of the river.
Yes.
By Stryker.
Yep.
But it's Stryker with Mystique's eyes.
And so, not that he stole her eyes.
But it's Mystique obviously disguised as Stryker. So, but when we get to X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
He's in the Weapon X program,
but
Stryker is the real Stryker.
Yes.
But at the same time, we've got 10 years missing in between there.
That's certainly true, yeah.
So,
but why include that Stryker scene in the last one where it's actually Mystique?
Because you need a little wink.
But why?
That's classic Singer. Little.
That doesn't even make any sense.
I know, that's classic Singer. A little bit of a nod and a wink, eh?
Yeah, and you're right.
What's going to happen in the next? It's just a tease, but yeah.
They definitely could have picked him up in that time. Mm. But again, just don't have that scene.
Right.
Just have him fished out of the lake and then he's...
No, I see. That's the thing. I think in the it was just a little thing that means nothing. It was supposed to be like, oh. It
certainly doesn't mean anything.
But I mean, we're supposed to read something profound. Not profound, but we're supposed to read like, oh, that's intriguing, isn't it? But they're never going to, you know.
No.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But that's the thing. So clearly there's another adventure. There's 10 years more of Wolverine continuity in there. Like, my assumption is that he escapes from that point.
Yeah.
And then the real Stryker comes back.
Yeah.
And then Stryker captures him again and puts him into the Weapon X program.
And look, that has to have been what happened.
Yeah. Why do we have to write it, though?
Yeah, that's a good
point. What did you think about the scene in Weapon X?
A little shoehorned. It was fun to see.
Stop it, Siri.
That being said, like, oh, you know how I'm all for comic book costumes?
Yes.
I'm all for them. Mm-hmm. That 90s Weapon X suspenders and
computer helmet is
the dumbest fucking thing
absolutely
I've ever seen.
Absolutely is.
In my
they could have, yeah. Mm-hmm. You think people would have so cheered? Stupid. Big fans of Wolverine and Weapon X would have been like, hooray, they finally did it.
Some things don't translate.
Siri, come
on. I just think it's strange that the things that Singer chooses to put in.
Right.
Like, it'd be like, we're going to put in an exact looking Psylocke. And an exact looking Weapon X, but we're going to have the dumbest looking Apocalypse you've ever seen.
Weird,
and black
right?
X-Men suits until the end. Like, why? What are you? What are you doing? Yeah, uh-huh. Like, all or nothing, or at least pick better things.
Also, the idea that they find flight suits, they're like, well, they want to put a uniform on. They did that in First Class.
Yes, they did.
It's the same thing. just God.
But there were no X-Men in this one, remember? Because Professor X was like, I'm all about education. Yeah. I'm not about punching mutants.
Yeah.
I want this campus to be a place.
But in the end, that did save the day.
That's true. I'm all about building a campus where normal people can come and get incinerated.
Sure, yeah.
Just, yeah.
Look, all you have to, look, it's this campus is perfectly safe. All you have to do is not be in the direct eye line of anyone. Or within earshot of them, or just around their head, because maybe they'll shoot out a brainwave and it'll explode your mind. Just,
would
just,
you go to that school?
No, absolutely not. Unless they let me fly the Blackbird, then maybe.
Well, it's gone, isn't it? I like how they're like, I think at some point they're like, Apocalypse destroyed the X-Mansion. No, he didn't.
Havoc destroyed
the X-Mansion.
Really, just, what were you thinking, Havoc? Your power is uncontrollable at the best of times. What were you doing? What did you think was going to happen? The best case scenario there is he fires his bloody Havoc beam and it shoots Professor X right through the heart. Because that's what was going to happen.
It was a pretty wide beam as well, wasn't it? But it just maybe it would have balded him.
The best case scenario, he incinerates everyone.
You know, he tries a similar thing in First Class on Kevin Bacon. And Kevin Bacon absorbs it and he puts it in Darwin's mouth and kills him.
That's right.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I do like Havoc. I don't like his hair.
No. He'll make a great new MacGyver for those two episodes before it gets cancelled.
You wanted to bring up, the Wolverine scene. I thought it held
the Wolverine scene.
The what scene?
The Wolverine.
The Wolverine. I thought it held on him a little too long as he ran into the woods.
Yeah, right. Like it became a little comical.
It was like 5 seconds of him running through the snow.
Yeah.
And had the Jean Grey moment. They're like, we'll never see that guy again.
Oh, there were a couple of those. Oh, the third movie is always the worst one. It was the worst one. This one was the worst one. You can't just say that and expect people to go, oh, yeah, but this one's pretty good. No, it was bad. We were all aware by that point that it was the worst of the three.
I really didn't hate this. Man, you really... All the things you're saying are true, I guess, for me. I'm like, I know... At this point, I'm like, I know what these are.
Yeah.
And I don't expect better.
Right, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of do.
Yeah, fair enough.
Put somebody else on.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I mean, like, seeing the promotional material and not being super excited for it.
Yeah.
And going in and hearing it was bad. Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also that point where Professor X, it's all is lost, and Professor X is like, oh no, I just remembered, I am connected to his mind. You're a telepath.
You're always
connected to his mind anyway. Just find him.
You're connected
all of us. Just think a bit hard, and you'll find him, and then just do that.
He's not telepathic. I mean, Apocalypse isn't.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah. Just find his mind and just get in there.
I did like the angel transformation.
Yeah, that looked good.
That's like,
it was a nice
like
look.
The fly, like the bloody Kraken bones and rib cages. And
yeah, that was cool.
All that kind of stuff. So there's some killer haircuts in this, aren't there?
Oh, boy.
There's some bloody good ones.
Yeah.
Let's talk costumes, though. I really liked, and I don't know why they saved it towards the end.
The Danger Room costumes.
Wonderful.
The Cyclops costume especially looked good. Yeah. Looked real good.
But they didn't. Say they saved it till the very every Bryan Singer movie. Why is he so reluctant to do it?
I don't know. And again, picture perfect Psylocke.
Yep.
Picture perfect Wolverine. Except maybe he was wearing long shorts,
Y
fronts.
Yeah.
Which is the classic.
And I don't think he had suspenders in the other one.
No. In fact, I think when he's the original Weapon X, I think he's just naked and he's got computer boxes.
Yeah. And those are like VR simulations or something?
Something like that, training
something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't bloody know, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like Wolverine's long hair?
Sure, it was fine.
You were okay with it, weren't you?
Yeah.
But yeah, that, oh man, especially the Cyclops costume.
Yeah.
Bloody dead.
Why wait? Just have him just go down the bottom of the X-Mansion and be like, We said we'd never use these, but here they are.
Yeah.
I mean, Cyclops, you can use that one, which is just exactly what you need. You know what I mean?
I mean, Deadpool did X-Men costumes.
Yeah, right? So,
God. Post-credits.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when I went and saw it,
it
stopped halfway through the credits.
Okay.
And then it cut back to when the Danger Room scene. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, that's annoying. Then it played again.
And then so it, you got a bad print. You got a projectionist that was drunk at the wheel.
And it got it cut back again.
Okay.
And then it happened a third time.
Great.
And then I waited through the third time. Then it happened a fourth time, and I went no. Well, I've stayed too.
Well, you. I mean, you've probably read about it since, and you
yes,
didn't.
Yes, I have.
You missed like a
nothing.
Minute.
I'm glad
and
I didn't stay for the fourth time.
So it's a minute, about a minute of footage. We're back at the Weapon X facility. They're sweeping up all the blood, which I think was quite a nice touch.
Yeah.
And then we see a bespectacled man in a suit, and he grabs some Weapon X.
You see clearly who it is.
It's just a guy. Doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
And he takes a vial of blood marked Weapon X, which is presumably Wolverine's blood.
Yep.
He puts it in a like a box with two other different coloured vials of something. I think there's a yellow one and a green one maybe. He pops it in there. He puts it in a case. He closes it over and it says Essex Corporation.
Yes, very good.
So Essex is Nathaniel, I assume at this point it's Nathaniel Essex, who is Mr. Sinister, who is basically a geneticist from like the 19th century, who was the first one to unearth Apocalypse comic books. And
they're enemies as well, aren't they?
Well, yeah. So basically, Apocalypse mutates Essex into Mr. Sinister.
Right, right.
For various reasons, to make him immortal. And
for sinister reasons.
For sinister reasons, exactly. So I would assume we might get
X-23,
the clone of Wolverine, something like that.
Well,
maybe.
Hugh Jackman's on the out, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably
maybe,
the way they're going to have to go.
I'm going to say Emily Blunt. Because I just wanted to have all the roles.
All dem roles.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone said to me Maisie Williams on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think that would work.
Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting to see. I think it's too early to recast Wolverine, especially because I'm not convinced that Hugh Jackman's gone forever.
Right, okay.
After he does the last one.
Right.
But, you know, you never know.
You never know.
He likes protein, doesn't he? So he might be back.
But again, that's a nice... Now that I think about it, how many post-credit sequences in Marvel movies make any amount of sense to people who don't read comic books or are not familiar with the Marvel canon?
We could do a quick.
Let's do a quick.
Okay.
Okay, well, Iron Man makes sense.
I think so.
Because it's Nick Fury saying what he's doing.
Yes.
And he says Avengers and people go, oh, the Avengers. Okay, that makes sense.
Do you think the Thor's hammer makes sense? Like, people know who Thor is, don't they? Or did know who Thor was?
Prior to these movies coming out?
Yeah. I think the Thor one makes more sense than Essex Corp. I think most people
At the very least, like, you can see that it's a hammer, it's gone, it's made a massive crater in Earth. You can see it's some sort of powerful artifact.
It's probably important.
And if they haven't picked it up, it's clearly unpick-upable for whatever reason.
So that,
everybody who touches disintegrates. Or magnets, exactly, But yeah, that makes more sense than Essex Corp.
There's the Captain America one where he goes to the future. That makes sense.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is that post-credits?
Yep.
Where he runs out into bloody...
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Central Time Square or whatever.
Yeah.
What else we got? Avengers Thanos, I think, would be confusing.
Yes,
for a lot
definitely,
of people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But then again, you'd just be like, oh, this is the guy who's in charge of everything.
Right, yeah.
After all the aliens came through the portal or whatever.
Yeah. Because there's no mention of Essex in...
Nope.
Yeah, right?
They're not a sinister... I don't know this for sure, but I don't think they've been referenced in any of the X-Men movies.
No.
I don't know that for sure, but I do know it for sure.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah.
And I think, though, generally they're for the fans. Because the average moviegoer, I'd imagine, though this has kind of shifted, they leave. They don't want to hang around.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have hung around if I'd have known what it was.
Yeah, right.
I don't care. I don't need to see a man close a briefcase.
Even in the X-Men movies, what happens at the end of the first one?
Nothing. I don't
Great,
think.
Good. Some of them have stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, X-Men 3 has Magneto moving his metal chess piece for the first time.
I think 2, but this actually might be in the movie, I don't remember, is you see the Phoenix underwater?
Yeah.
But that might actually be in the movie. I don't know that for
I can't remember either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we've definitively determined whether these are fans or not.
Wolverine Origins is one of two. It's Deadpool retrieving his head.
And going, shh.
Or it's Wolverine wearing a Hawaiian shirt in Japan.
That's right, yeah. We all got, I think every cinema in Australia got that one.
We got the Hawaiian
Wolverine
one.
Wolverine in Japan, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Balls.
Which again leaves literally decades.
Yes, because like, then he eventually goes back to Japan.
Eventually goes back to Japan.
But
in the Wolverine, in the sequel to Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine, but it's literally decades.
But I think the idea was that the original sequel to Wolverine Origins would have been set straight after.
Oh, okay, right.
I'd imagine. Yeah. But I don't know anything, Mason.
No way of knowing.
It's hard to know anything, isn't it?
It sure is.
Anything else?
What else was dumb in that movie? I think that's about it. I'm sure we'll think of some other stuff later.
No doubt. I'm just trying to have a look here if we've got anything else. No, I'm okay with it.
Okay, cool.
But you know what? I want them better. Like, look, you've had your bloody shot, Bryan Singer.
Yes, right.
Give somebody else now. Yeah. You've made four. Some of them are okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough.
Yeah.
I still don't think X-Men 3 is that much worse than the first two. I don't think X-Men 3 is
Yeah, good, no, I understand. I understand
but
what you're saying.
It's like it looks enough like the other ones.
Right, sure.
There's some dumb choices in it, but like costume-wise. But it's got Kelsey Grammer as Beast.
That's
and
true.
That I'm all for.
Mm-hmm.
Would you know what it would be time for now?
What would it be time for now?
It's time for the segment of the show where we talk about what we've been reading.
Oh, yes, and what we're going to read.
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today? What? We talked about Rebirth, didn't we?
We did talk about it briefly, yes, last...
It was a long comic, wasn't it? You read it.
It's the return of the 80-page giant.
Yeah, it's back, baby.
And like X-Men Apocalypse, it was long you and dumb, it. In my opinion. Look, we touched on all this sort of stuff briefly, but again...
Well, we hadn't read it last week. We just
yeah,
read
but
the,
now, have you? Did you read it as well?
I did read it, yeah.
So we got, in this we got, you would think that if they're rebooting their universe again...
Yes.
...that this would be a good jumping on point for your layman, who's maybe seen some of the... He's seen... Or she has seen,
no.
or them, has seen like Arrow or The Flash,
yes.
or
Batman Superman, whatever,
or any of those. You'd think this would be a simple jumping on point, but it is not. There's a whole scene that's just like, it's a woman being committed to an insane asylum. Is that what it is?
Why do I not remember that one?
But the whole scene essentially is leading up to one of her possessions is a Legion of Superheroes flight ring.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's
so if
right.
you don't know who the Legion of Superheroes is, that's a whole scene that is...
Nothing to
That know. Is nothing to... There's going to be spoilers in this, I guess.
Yeah, spoilers.
So, I mean, so this is... It's... The narrator is Wally West.
Yes.
But it's not the Wally West who was in the New 52.
No. Kid or Flash. The Wally West on the Flash TV
show. On the Flash TV show. Yeah. This is the Wally West pre-the Flashpoint
yes.
event.
And he's tumbling through time.
He's tumbling through time.
Force.
He doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And he keeps appearing to various people like Batman, his wife.
The reason he doesn't exist as well, because the New 52 was just a flat reboot sort of caused by Flashpoint Paradox from the Flash going through time. And this is basically resetting it, taking the elements of New 52, which people like.
Yes.
And then reestablishing the old DC continuity.
Right. Essentially making the last 5-10 years a complete waste of time.
And you always didn't like the New 52, did you?
No, I didn't, because it was a complete... Because, again, this is a universe where they went, okay, you know, all the relationships you've established and all the characters who you know, they've been through battles together and they've been in relationships together and all that, just start it again. We'll just start them... We'll start them again and we'll have them not be friends anymore. We'll give them cool, in quotes, new costumes.
Lots of tubing
and yeah, little articulated grooves and stuff like that. And we'll take away 10 years worth of continuity. But now what they've done is they've gone, hey, you know how we took out all that stuff you liked? Well, it was actually, spoiler alert, it was Dr. Manhattan's fault. He did it.
Yes.
You can't blame 5 to 10 years worth of bad stories on a fictional character, a very well regarded fictional character. You did it. DC editorial staff, you did it. It was all on you. And also, the editorial staff, as far as I know, the editorial staff making Rebirth are the same people that did New 52.
Yes, I love
Nobody's
them,
changed.
Yeah.
They've just...
It's pretty much the same, yeah.
They've gone, hey, somebody else did this. By the way, we're rebooting it. Don't blame them.
So don't.
Right. So basically, they're like, okay, we'll simplify it. So they've got this Wally West. He's tumbling through time. He's like, you see my wife, and she's like, I don't know who you are, or whatever.
And he's like, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. And then he tumbles through time again, and blah blah blah. And then
and
eventually
he shows up. He sees Batman.
Yeah, and Batman's like, I don't know who you are either.
And he's like, your father's a son of a bitch.
Yeah, right. And then eventually Barry Allen remembers him.
Yes.
And he comes back in this universe, which means now we have the Flash Barry Allen.
Yes.
We have Kid Flash Wally West in this universe. We also have another Wally West.
White Wally West.
Who is also the Flash. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Who is also the... So we're going to have two Flashes and two Kid Flashes again?
Yep.
We're also going to... Are we going to have the Jay Garrick Flash, the original one?
I
Maybe.
Couldn't tell you. Not to mention the three Jokers.
That's right. So, okay, so we're talking about, have we said spoiler alert on this? Probably. Yes. You can get this for free on the internet, I think, because it was leaked, right?
I think it was.
So the idea being that Dr. Manhattan, for some reason, for some nefarious reason, decided to erase 10 years of DC continuity to weaken the universe or something?
Something like that. We're not entirely sure.
We're not entirely sure yet. I think it might be like a one-shot deal. Like, the universe will be reset and Dr. Manhattan will be, like, the actual villain's that guy.
Right, yeah.
He'll be a guy who looks mostly like the Anti-Monitor, but will be a slightly different color and shoots slightly different colored rays or whatever.
Right.
And then Dr. Manhattan will be like, now off to my universe again, and he will leave.
Right, so you don't think the Watchmen characters are going to be integrated in?
You know what? I think variations...
Well, some of them are dead.
Because we see in this... Batman in the Batcave finds
the comedian's
bloodstained smiley face badge, which suggests to me that one of... Because in this, there are three Jokers.
Yes.
The revelation is that... Or has been already. We know already that there have been three Jokers.
Yeah.
The Joker's been three different people throughout the DC history.
Yeah.
That's the new continuity. Which suggests that the comedian is one of them.
Oh, is that how you took that?
That's what I think it is.
Okay, no, I think that maybe
because there's a panel you can find on the internet. It's the three Jokers side by side. It's the original Joker. It's the Killing Joke Joker. It's the new shaved sides of the head Joker. Sure. I think they're implying that Edward Blake is the original Joker.
Right.
Because
he's the oldest one, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to... You know what? If they did do that now, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, right.
That's interesting.
I think this might also be a lead into Suicide Squad, the movie version.
So do you think that's what they're building?
I think they might, because we've gone back and forth on this.
Yeah.
It is entirely possible that the Jared Leto Joker is the second or third Joker in the cinematic universe, which is why he has all the weird dumb tattoos.
Yes.
That the original Joker was the one that did all the damage back in the day, and he's dead now.
Yeah.
Which again... leads into my theory that the Batman v Superman universe and Man of Steel universe is in fact the Tim Burton Batman universe just decades later. Which works for me quite well, thank you. What else happens in Rebirth?
Let me think. What else does happen? You know what? I didn't hate it. Probably because I'm kind of across this kind of stuff, so I have a pretty good idea of what's going on.
But imagine you've never read a comic. You've watched a couple of episodes of Arrow. You're like, this universe is pretty cool. Wonder what would happen if he met Batman. What would go on there?
Confusing stuff.
Just a nightmare.
Yeah. Obviously, I'll have to see how this all plays out. But look, what's important to me is, as it is with every time they reset everything, I just want good story arcs. I don't care what continuity it's in. I don't care what characters are where. There was a lot of good stuff in the New 52, the new Batman run. We talked about this before the show. Animal Man was great. I haven't read Swamp Thing, but I heard that's really good. What else was good? The new Wonder Woman, the initial run. Aquaman was great. So look, if we're getting good stories, I don't really care. This will be a few issues long, and then they'll just go back to regular stories. You know what I mean? And that's all I want to see. Like, I just want to see some good stuff.
Yeah.
I want to see some... I feel like there hasn't been a really good Superman story in a while, so I'd like to see that. And I think bringing back the original Superman is a good way to do that. Oh, that's right.
So it turns out that the New 52 Superman, who is dead
now,
So it always seemed in the New 52 there were already two Supermen. There weren't. It was just the Superman. There was a Superman who was full Superman in the Superman costume, who has had a romance with Wonder Woman and etc.
And he was in the Justice League.
And he was in the Justice League. That was slightly in the future when he'd become full Superman. But if you read an actual Superman comic, it was just a guy in jeans and t-shirt.
It was depowered.
Leaping up on buildings and stuff like that.
And he used like the cape to punch people.
Yeah, and he hadn't acquired his full output of superpowers yet.
Later he got depowered as well.
Oh, okay.
So he was protecting the streets of Metropolis.
Okay, right.
But I can't remember how it happened, but he got massively depowered.
Right.
So...
But that's the thing. But there was... So... There was two versions of the same guy. One was slightly in the future to the other one.
But even then, I don't think that it was even the case, because the same thing with Batman.
Yeah.
It was like Future's End Batman, which is where Batman with a false spine, because he got baned or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then there was the regular Batman, but there was also when Jim Gordon became Batman, when regular Batman died or lost his memories or whatever.
But they were all taking place in the same time.
And there was also Batman in the Justice League, who was Batman, not Jim Gordon Batman.
Right, uh-huh.
So it was all over
the shop. And they were all, exactly. So they're all technically taking place in different time periods.
Yes, but
they're
still
all being
didn't line
printed
up.
At the same time. Yes. So if you bought a whole bunch, it was a bloody mess. So then it turned out that this new 52 Superman has died.
Yeah.
But there was another series called Superman, Lois and Clark.
Yes.
Where Superman and Lois were living in California and Superman had grown a beard.
Yes.
And they had a son, right?
Yes.
They've got a kid and now he's back. He's the original Superman and he's back.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
But I don't know. Or he will be back.
He will be back. If, right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know.
What a nightmare.
So you're a fan, obviously. You're going to keep reading it.
No.
You're done?
I don't even know anymore. Don't know who I am after that anymore. Boy, I'm glad to see the return of the 80-page giant, though. Let me tell you.
You bloody love it, mate.
I do. That's true. What have you been reading anything else? Oh, I should watch Preacher. I'll watch Preacher
Yeah,
as well.
You should definitely watch
I'll
it.
I'll let you know.
Let me know what you think. Well, then, you know, we should do the segment of the show that
are
you
gonna,
know and
Wade,
love.
Are you going to watch it? Are you going to bloody read anything else?
No, I said I wasn't.
Oh, okay, right. Fantastic. All right, let's do the segment of the show. The segment that we're doing right now.
Which segment?
This classic one was Letters.
I remember the segment now.
Yeah, good, right?
Because of the theme song. Well done, Mason.
Thank you.
You've done it again.
I'm back. One for one. I play that off my phone.
I give that a 0.5.
Oh, out of 0.5?
No.
Oh. I will not ask any more questions.
As always, we read some tweets out because the Gmail is a mess. Mm-hmm. If you hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, we'll go through them and pick out three of the best or three of the ones that we see.
Mm-hmm.
This one's from Noah the Wampa, at Noah the Wampa. Hey guys, what do you think of an X? What do you guys think of an X-Men movie set in the 90s? And who would you put in the team? Thanks, guys.
Ooh.
So that's what we're going to get next. The next X-Men movie is set in the 90s, 93-ish, I'm assuming, because they kind of jump around 10 years ahead. What do you want to see? Aside from obviously the X-Men 90s cartoon theme.
So. Oh, well, see, I want what I would like is the 90s X-Men roster.
Yeah.
Like the cartoon roster.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Jubilee would be in it. Morph. I want Morph.
Yep.
Who
what about
else?
Wolverine?
Gambit. Wolverine, yeah, Wolverine would be good.
But which Wolverine? Because Hugh Jackman, if he's going.
Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe we could throw X-23 in then.
Yeah, because or just have no Wolverine.
Also have no Wolverine. That's
it would
also
be okay.
Option.
As First Class proved, you don't, well, even though he's in that movie, you don't actually need Wolverine in your movies.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ah, who else is good in that?
Morph dies very quickly in that show.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, he can be the expendable character.
Yes. Professor X, obviously. Magneto, who, the guy who voiced Magneto was up for the role of Magneto in the live action X-Men movie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What's on that roster? Jean Grey.
Yep. Okay, villain will be Mr. Sinister, I assume.
Yep. Sounds, there's some givens here.
Storm?
Yep.
As good Storm?
Good Storm.
Psylocke could switch sides.
Oh, yeah.
Although she was very intent on not.
Yeah. What happened to her in
the end?
She left.
She gave a lot of
looks.
Wilting looks, and then she left.
Do we have to make Magneto the villain again? Or was he on the X-Men? What about Mystique? Because she's kind of good. I don't think we're going to see Mystique. I think, even though Jennifer Lawrence has been in interviews like, maybe I'll do another one, but I don't think she will.
No,
unless
they're
like, do you want $30 million? And I don't think they necessarily need her either.
Mm.
Do you want to see Cable?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to see in
Deadpool. We're getting Deadpool, exactly, yeah.
Do you want to
how about we get a little hint of Cable, maybe?
Sure. Mm. Laying some cable.
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
Thank you. Yeah, just do the 90s cartoon show.
Yeah.
Just do all the 90s costumes.
Uh-huh.
Make them as 90s as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the most yellow and blue costumes you've ever seen in your life, mate.
How about Bishop? We bring Bishop
back.
Because he's a time travel guy.
We saw Bishop.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be complicated, though? To be like,
and now but who cares?
Do you think they could have modern day? No. Because when was Bishop born? Because he would have been born in the 90s, wouldn't he? So you couldn't have a young Bishop.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, well, I think you could have him travel back from the future.
Yes, but would that be confusing?
No, because you just have
to build a story around
that? No, I think you could just say he's stranded from the X-Men Days of Future Past future.
Right.
And there was some... In that last moment where you think everybody's going to die but everything's fine, he gets thrown out of the future and he ends up...
But that wasn't literal time travel. It was mind time travel.
I know.
Mind travel.
Yeah, but then... Mutant powers.
And whatever.
So, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Great.
Anything else?
No, that'll do it.
Good.
Good team.
This is from at Kyle Wren. Two N's.
Uh-huh.
So Disney...
Oh, we should have Giant Juggernaut as one of the villains.
Yeah, please.
Just whoever did the Colossus motion capture, get him again.
Yep.
Juggernaut.
Vinnie Jones.
No, thank you.
Disney have made an announcement to work with Netflix... All I hear is that we're one step closer to a Star Wars Netflix series. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. So basically, all Disney properties now are going to Netflix. So that's your Star Wars, your Marvel, your Disney movies,
DuckTales,
Pixar, DuckTales, all the cool Darkwing Duck, Darkwing Duck,
Tailspin,
Tailspin, a Goof Troop movie, or a Goofy movie. What was that one called?
One of those. Yeah,
I don't know. Masupalami.
Yeah,
all the good ones. Yeah, that's great. First of all, it's good for good on Netflix because that's one I have. So
sure, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I want to see all that stuff. And they're already, I mean, you already, I don't know what it is on the US one or the overseas ones, but Doug, what are you about? We've got Guardians and Ant-Man and Avengers and all those kind of
they
things.
They do tend to shuttle them off quite quickly.
That's
though.
True.
But the other day I'm like, oh, you know what? I'd like to watch the first Captain America again. It's gone.
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 Maybe that won't be the case anymore.
Maybe.
Or maybe it will be. Because there is a bit of a rotating roster.
Yeah.
Star Wars Netflix series, I definitely think they're building towards that.
Really?
Yes. Well, I mean, because Marvel are doing it, aren't they?
Yeah.
You tell a smaller story over a longer period of time. You can set it anywhere in the Star Wars universe. You'd probably have to do some gritty underground Star Wars. You couldn't do like a big space battles.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, you could. You could do a bit of Battlestar Galactica. Mm-hmm. And hey, over here, get out of it. This dog's bloody running amok. Actually, she hasn't been for a walk.
That'd be it.
I'll take you for a walk after. It's got a good spirit, don't you?
I know, right? Really good. Real nice.
But
I kind of feel like, see, that's the thing. Like, I feel like Star Wars is a property that kind of feel, I mean, they've done TV stuff before. They've done, was Rebels?
Rebels is still on.
Is that CGI animated? Yep. I've literally never watched it.
Yeah.
But I feel like Star Wars, just the whole vibe of it is, we will not, in terms of live action, we will not lower ourselves to television.
Oh, okay.
I kind of feel, like nobody's ever actually said that.
You haven't heard of the telemovies Caravan of Courage?
Oh, good point. I stand defeated.
And the Star Wars Holiday Special.
But it feels to me like they go, okay, well, like we're making this huge raft of movies.
Yeah.
It feels to me like they're going, okay, well, all these Star Wars stories.
Because
like even Rebels, you could go, oh, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, right.
Like continuity wise, who cares? No. Kind of thing. Again, I haven't seen it. Maybe.
Sorry, I'm just fixing my mic, everybody.
Yeah.
Rebels, they're like, look, it's Darth Vader, and look at all the adventures that whatever.
Yeah, okay.
But it's very like Rebels. Rebels does not inform the movie much as the movies inform Rebels.
So you could technically
it's the same with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Would you say that Rebels could be replaced by like an offhanded remark in one of the movies? Like, oh, we got the plans and here they are.
Yeah.
Like the whole idea, like there could be a whole season of Rebels devoted to getting the plans.
Yeah.
And then in the movie they could just go, here's the plans, we got them, that guy got them. You didn't see him, but there was a courier and he brought you the plans. Right, so it feels to me like Star Wars live action is like all the action is up here.
Yes.
In the Star Wars movies, and we don't necessarily believe in the TV stuff.
Right.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel
it has been.
Yeah.
I think that's certainly, that's probably true, but I think because of what they've done with Marvel, I think that will change.
Okay.
I mean, why would you even make this deal if you weren't at least considering
that's true,
that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying it will definitely happen, but I don't see why they wouldn't.
Like, I think it's going to be more animated series. In the tradition of like your Voltrons.
I think Rebels is going to wrap up over the next couple of seasons. Actually, Rebels isn't bad.
Okay.
It's actually, there's some really pretty standout episodes.
There's some helicopter lightsabers, right?
There is.
That's Rebels.
You can ignore that, but other than that. But yeah, so I think they'll do another animated series in a couple of years, set in maybe after Return of the Jedi and before Bloody Seven.
Okay.
But no, I think there was also, we've talked about it before, there were plans for a Star Wars Underground Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, dog fighting ring.
Yeah, like that game, Masters of Terakai? Terakashi?
Teras Kasai, yes.
Yeah. Where they were going to make it after Revenge of the Sith, where they'd written 100 scripts. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
And it was all like, it was bounty hunters and smugglers and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll do, I don't think they're going to do that because George Lucas had a big hand in a lot of those. They have them. Disney would own that.
Yeah.
But I think they might lean towards that. Other people have said maybe they'll do an Old Republic. They probably won't do this, but it would be cool to see an Obi-Wan movie. No, Obi-Wan TV show.
Yeah, okay,
I think
sure.
If they're going to do it, they'll probably do a movie, though.
Oh, young Obi-Wan. Just growing up in a small town.
No, because he was stolen as a baby, like all Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the good Jedi.
Makes no sense.
It's a good one, isn't
it? Yeah. And every week, it'll be... Just imagine like an Obi-Wan. It's just Smallville. It's basically like every week, like some local teen is exposed to too many midichlorians and turns into a monster and he has to fight the monster.
Yeah.
But they're like, okay, the rules of this show are no lightsabers, no flowing robes. So he's just a regular kid.
With a stick.
With a stick, exactly.
So does that mean, like, Smallville, he'll meet all these villains? He'll meet
exactly.
Darth Maul.
He'll meet Dooku.
Meet Sidious.
Mm-hmm.
Grievous.
Yeah.
But Grievous is not a robot?
Those weird racist men from Phantom Menace were like, oh, Trade Federation. Yeah, he's going to meet all of them.
Great.
Yeah.
I guess I'd watch that.
Me too.
This is from @TheFreeManCult, #WeeklyPlanetPod. Have you guys ever seen the movie Dick Tracy? If so, what are your thoughts about it?
I've seen it once. I have.
I barely remember it. This is more for you. What are your thoughts?
I saw it when it came out.
Really?
So it's been a very, very long time.
91, I want to say.
Oh, maybe it's before. There might have been like 88.
Oh, really?
Know.
Before Batman?
Maybe.
I don't know if that's true.
Let's look it up. Look, I do not...
90,
there we go. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Look, Madonna was in it.
Yep. Al Pacino was in it.
Al Pacino. What a weird.
Yeah, he was. Guess. Who was he again?
Oh, he would have been the big boss guy whose name I can't recall.
Big Boy.
Big Boy. There we go.
Yeah,
yeah. We had all the weird mutant faced villains like Flat Top and Mumbles and all those guys.
Yeah. Oh, Mandy Patinkin was in that.
What?
James Caan.
Yeah. It's weird. They got a whole bunch of Kathy Bates. Exactly.
What is this cast?
See, in retrospect. I don't know if this was, but it must have been like they were like, okay, let's get Goodfellas guys and let's get like,
yeah, no kidding,
Godfather and like classic mobsters and put them in these weird freak show faces and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I have little to no memory of. I remember it being extremely cartoony.
Yes,
like, and it was very stylized.
Right, right.
It was like the Sin City of its day.
Yeah,
in the sense that they were
kind of a Roger Rabbit-esque.
Yeah, like they were like, okay, let's not make it Dick Tracy and he's a cop in the real world.
Yeah.
And elements of that. It was just like, okay, let's make it look like the cartoon.
Big yellow trench coat.
Big yellow trench coat, big yellow hat.
Banana.
Maybe it's worth a rewatch.
I don't think it is, though. I don't think it is. Mm. I mean, I don't know that, but people don't really talk about it.
Yeah.
It's probably fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know Warren Beatty was contracted to make sequels and they never happened? So he ended up suing people recently.
Recently
to, like, I think he's still pushing. He's like, no, we're definitely going to make it. Heads up,
Prune Face.
Yeah, Prune Face.
Spud Spaldoni. Oh, so good.
Nobody wants to see a Warren Beatty Dick Tracy
movie.
Man,
I was a big fan of Dick Tracy back in the day. I loved all his gimmicks. I loved all his
Did he have a watch walkie talkie?
He had like a two way radio watch, which in the 80s became a two way video watch.
That's so cool.
Let me tell you. Oh, so good. And he was always shooting people. He was always promoting a healthy lifestyle, drinking a steak and a milk. Just, oh, so good.
Just blend up some steak and some milk and bloody mash that down. So do you want to see another one of these?
No.
What about without Warren Beatty?
I feel Dick Tracy has fallen into that same trap of like the Phantom and the Shadow.
Right, right, yeah.
Like it's of its time. I don't think you couldn't do another one.
Do you think
there's no way to modernize it, really?
Do you think also it comes to a point where the people that loved that are now out of Hollywood or about to be? And so the new people who have come into Hollywood, the younger people, don't have an affinity for it. So it's just gone forever.
I think so,
like, nobody's like, I'm going to bring back bloody Dick Tracy.
No, there's nobody's hankering for that, really.
Yeah, like, nobody's bringing back the Flintstones now.
No.
Though I wish.
Yeah.
What a great... You know, all those Hanna-Barbera cartoons, I hate them. Ugh. They're weird and depressing.
Yeah.
It's like a cat that lives in a bin and a depressed dog.
Yeah.
And a stupid rat or something.
And yet, they keep bringing back Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo's the one
property that keeps coming
back. There's a live stage show in Melbourne fairly soonish.
How are they doing
Let's
the dog?
Get tickets. I don't know.
Is it on ice?
It's going to be kind of suit. I'm sure it's on ice. There's no way it's not on ice. But they're doing like a Scooby-Doo Armageddon. Like
what?
There's a new comic book coming out. It's like Scooby-Doo and... Because, you know, Scooby-Doo originally, it's always just a bloke in a mask.
Yeah.
It's never anything else. But in this, it's kind of...
It's changed now.
And now, like, the literal apocalypse has arrived and now it is ghosts and zombies and werewolves.
It's supernatural.
Yeah, it's now supernatural again, so...
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dick Tracy, good luck bringing that back. Because if you do it real, then... if you get, like, Michael Mann to do it, then it's just... Then it's just The Departed.
Yeah.
But then you have to explain why he's wearing a hat.
And why you've
cast Jamie
Foxx.
And if he's not wearing a hat, then who cares? Right?
Yeah, what's
That's
the point?
That's not Dick Tracy.
Yeah. You kind of have to give him the big banana yellow kind of
outfit,
don't
you?
And the red tie? Is it red tie?
It's always, it's usually a red tie.
What a good movie.
Good, right?
All right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's the show then.
That is the show, I believe.
But listen, Mason, next week we are doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Out of the Ooze or the Shadows or Secrets of the Shadows. I don't know what it's called, but we're going to see it.
Great.
The thing is, for our international listeners outside of Australia, I mean, we're all international, aren't we? We're all people of the world.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're not. You're some kind of weird... No, you're right.
Thanks. Thanks for not revealing that secret. I appreciate it.
I was trying to think of a crippling insult.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't think of a pretty good one.
Sure. Send in your crippling insults, people. I'm ready to hear them. Put them in the Reddit. Also, thanks to everybody who's put together the Weekly Planet Wiki.
Yes.
I appreciate that our bios are filled with lies. I enjoy...
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What was I going to say? So whatever that Ninja Turtles movie is called, it's out in most parts of the world. It's not out in Australia next week, but they are doing a lot of screenings of it on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So if you are in Australia and you do want to see it before the show, they're doing a whole bunch of them at Village and Hoyts and whatever other cinemas they have in this bloody country.
Right. This is also assuming that I get a chance to see it.
Well, I got us tickets for Sunday at some bloody...
Okay, all right.
I tried to get us tickets
I could probably make that.
Yeah, to the green carpet premiere, which is Monday night.
With Stephen Amell and Will Arnett, but not Megan Fox.
Couldn't get Megan Fox. Couldn't get us.
Yeah.
Well, we couldn't get in. But that's okay. So I was going to say. So yeah, that's next week. Who else? What are we thanking? Who are we thanking?
Well, look, we're gonna say who we are.
Yes.
So we're Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter and Facebook and Bandcamp.
Yes.
And I'm at Wikipedia Brown.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Thank you. We every week I'm like, who do we forget to thank in this?
Yeah.
I always forget to thank at the Weekly Planet on Twitter. That's Robert Collings.
Yeah, he's great.
Who sort of does our social media in the form of the Weekly Planet, but also does like great little animated bits. Like we'll talk about something dumb on the show, and he'll put it into like an little animated man cave situation where he'll put all sorts of in jokes in his animation.
Yes.
So look up. I think if you look up Raw Collings, all one word, Collings.
Yep.
You'll find those on YouTube.
They're absolutely very funny. They're really good.
They're really good.
And a lot of like you said, a lot of little hints and memories.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our theme songs.
Absolutely, love them.
What else? Is there anything else? Patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. That's everything, right?
That's all right. Thanks, everybody.
That'll do it. Grab that gem, you guys. Bye.
Bye. Good stuff. That was our best episode yet.
I think so. And our worst twist.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.